Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
And the girl behind the counter there said, well, I'm very sorry, sir, but our delivery didn't come this morning. We're out of chocolate.
Oh, no.
And the man, he says, well, in that case.
Oh, chocolate!
Oh, my God. For a second, I thought that was a fire drill. And I was about to look for Charles, the contractor, to line up after it going a neat and orderly line.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week we're finally talking obesity.
Hello.
I turned into Ethel Merman for a moment.
Mama's coming out. Mama's moving on. Mama.
Cliff, you want to know what our listeners are thinking? I'll tell you right now.
I had a dream.
No, they're thinking, really? Another show about being fat?
A dream about you, Kendall.
Well, Cliff, they would be right. Because
it's gonna come true, Kendall.
We are talking about obesity, Cliff.
They think that I'm through, but Kendall.
You would think. I love that I'm just doing the show alone while you're singing. Obesity. You would think that it just is like a subtitle of our show, like Cliff and Kendall, Obesity Rules or something like that.
You'd think we'd said everything there was to say about obesity, but Kendall, that's just simply not the case.
It's just simply not the case.
No.
The 1/3 of Americans are obese.
Oh, God. And Cliff, Kendall, of course.
Another third are overweight. So you know what that adds up to? 2/3. Too fucking much weight in America. Fat.
Oh, God.
And I'm part of the problem.
We are part of the problem.
I'm not part of the solution.
I don't know. If you know a solution, please call our 800. What is it, Kendall?
1-800-FAT-FAT. I don't remember.
818-3084-FAT.
Oh, the real number. 818-3084-FAT. I thought you said 1-800 number.
Kendall.
Cliff.
Obesity-related conditions include heart disease.
Oh, don't they?
Stroke.
All these things I feel.
Type 2 diabetes.
The type 2 tops.
Type 2 tops. Tight stretch marks. What about those, Kendall?
God, I'll never get rid of these stretch marks that I have.
Covering every inch. Every inch. My nose has stretch marks, Kendall.
But the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or the OECD, you already knew, has concluded the U.S. is the heaviest of 33 advanced countries, including Japan, Australia, England, but we are the fattest. We are the fattest. We have won the award. We are a super nation of fatsos.
We're definitely the fattest. And approximately 72.5 million Americans are obese. Adult Americans, not counting kid Americans. What I'm wondering, if there are that many obese Americans, why don't they tune in to our show? Because they could so identify with us. We'd be like folk heroes.
I know. We should be the number one show in America.
We should be, Kendall. Because
there's so many fat people out there, and we deal with so many fat issues on the show. With so many hard-hitting
fat issues of being fat. We deal with them. We just hit them head on.
We do that right in the middle of the show when people are listening. Just like they're probably doing as they're listening.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. There's a listener turning out. Kendall, what can we do?
We're killing our children. We're killing them.
We're killing them. Kendall, kill them not with kindness.
But seriously, but we, you know, we're fed to all these things as children. And, you know, the less money you have growing up, obviously the worse you eat. That's how America is.
So oh, Kendall, looking at me, you would think that I was born in the gutter, raised in the gutter.
Fat used to mean wealthy. Now fat means... Or.
Kendall, does that ever get you down that we don't live in like King Henry VIII times when we would have been, if someone had just spotted us, we would have been revered as upper crust instead of just someone who just has fucking pie crust hanging off their face. I think that slob, a pig rolling in filth.
Us. We'd have to get tubs made out of all the porcelain in China.
Kendall, the porcelain tubs. I can't even tell you our porcelain tub budget. But, Kendall, also, do you know this, Kendall? The least obese state is Colorado, where...
they must be skiing.
Such skiers. If you're from Colorado and you're listening, tell us how. Where a little more than a fifth of the population is believed to be obese. That is still one...
I was about to say, that's pretty sad that they're the lowest and they're 1 in 5.
Yeah. 1 in 5, everybody. Other snobby states who think they're too good to be obese include Hawaii and Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm going to Hawaii next month. Does that mean I'm going to be considered the skinniest?
Aloha. Oh,
I'm going to sink the island.
You'll probably be mistaken.
It'll be like Lost. It'll just disappear.
You'll probably be mistaken for one of those pigs if somebody's buried in the sand with an apple in
their mouth. No, I don't think they're having a luau. And it'll just be me sleeping next to the pool.
Yeah, my advice is don't eat apples on the beach. Not while you're in Hawaii.
Not for us anyway.
No.
But no, I wish. Even though that Arnold Schwarzenegger came in and said, "Oh, get pumped up," that I would have listened to somebody, or somebody would help me. Somebody would knock that sandwich out of my hand, because I'm paying the price now. I'm dearly paying the price for it. And that's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Oh my God. You know how I love to tell jokes about bars.
Oh, Kendall, you know, people often ask me, when people pull me up for an interview, they say, you know, I listen to the show, I love it, I want to know more. I feel like when I listen to it, I feel like I'm there in the studio with you guys in the booth, and Mr. Snodbottom's there behind the glass producing this show, and Mrs. Potter, Bertrand, yeah, they feel like they're there. They want to know more about us. They want to know
just
more.
Just last week when you were on Entertainment Weekly.
You know, I didn't claim that it was Entertainment Weekly. It's just people, you know, at the grocery store, people who stop you.
Just an old woman at the grocery store.
It's an old lady at the grocery store.
She's the Busheltown Mart.
I was helping her across the street, and I said, I've got a show. And she said,
Bushy Wushley.
By the way, what is Kendall really like? And I said, well, one thing he really likes is telling
jokes about bars. Well, I do. And Cliff,
you do.
Speaking of how much I love to tell jokes about bars,
admit it, Kendall.
A man walks into one, and the bartender brings him 3 beers, and the man proceeds to alternately slip one, then the other, and then third, until they're all gone. And then he orders 3 more, and the bartender says, "Sir, I know you like them cold, so I can start you with one, and then I'll bring you a fresh one as soon as you're done." And the man says, "You don't understand. I have these 2 brothers. One is in Australia. The other's in Ireland. I don't know why these brothers moved so far away. How sad about this mother."
What does family mean these days?
Not what it used to be, Cliff. And that's why that's why he's in there drinking.
Downfall of society. Kendall, have I mentioned lately how I have no hope? No hope whatsoever for humankind on the whole. I have no hope.
The only thing
that I hope for is that we can be kind to one another and caring and have a good time and just make other people feel as happy as you can. And
we now return from this intermission from this joke.
Yeah.
And the man, he says, "You don't understand. I have 2 brothers, one in Australia, one in Ireland."
That guy.
"We made a vow to each other that every Saturday night we will still drink together. So right now, my brothers have 3 beers too, and we're drinking together. They're all 3 drinking together, Cliff." And the bartender thinks it's a wonderful tradition. And every week he sets up the guys 3 beers for when he comes in. And then one week, the man comes in and orders only two. And he drinks them and then orders two more. And the bartender says, really sadly, knowing your tradition, I'd just like to say that I'm sorry you've lost a brother. And the man says, oh, my brothers are fine. I just quit drinking.
Oh.
12 minutes for that joke.
12 minutes. You know, speaking of things that take a long time, they're so worth it.
Speaking of them.
NASA. It was interviewing.
It's so worth it.
Yeah. Was interviewing. You know, I think it's very important to explore space. I think it's more important than blowing other people up, for example.
Did you hear we're close to warp speed?
Warp speed? I'm not kidding. Close to warp fast.
I mean light speed, not warp speed. Did you know this? We're gonna be able to do it.
No, we won't.
I read an article that has to be a really tiny vehicle. But they can do it.
So we won't go light speed. We can't fit a tiny
cockroach
vehicle.
Could.
Well, good for them.
I mean, even, yeah.
Kill speed of NASA.
Yep.
They were interviewing various professionals for a mission to where but Mars. And the only catch, there was a catch. Always catch 22, everybody.
Of course.
One catch being that one could go and never return to Earth. Kendall, the first applicant.
Pick me.
Oh, Kendall was an engineer. And he was asked
Hold
how
on,
much.
Charles.
Not a contractor. This was Ernie the engineer. And he was asked how much he wanted to be paid for going. And he says, $1 million. And he answered,
$1 million.
Because I want to donate it to my alma mater. And the next applicant, a doctor, was asked the same question. And he asked for $2 million. I want to give $1 million to my family, he explained. And leave the other million for the advancement of medical research. And the last applicant was a lawyer. God bless the lawyers.
Oh, God, lawyers.
And when asked how much money he wanted, he whispered in the interviewer's ear, $3 million. Why so much more than the others? Asked the interviewer, and the lawyer replied, well, if you give me $3 million, I'll give you $1 million. I'll keep $1 million, and we'll send that engineer to Mars.
I told you, I could have solved your whole joke dilemma. I would go for them. I told you my favorite thing to do is talk about jokes about bars, right? I did tell you a joke about a bar, right?
Vaguely.
It was like 30 minutes ago. I just want to make sure I did tell that joke. Cliff, one day, Bill, good old Bill.
Billy Boy.
He complained to his friend that his elbow really
Billy
hurt.
Bear. Yeah.
And his friend told him they should go to this computer they have at the drugstore. This is newfangled technology.
Ooh.
And you pee in this cup and put in $10 and you put it in this machine and it tells you whatever the hell's wrong with you. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
So he said, okay, whatever, I'll do this. So he pees in the cup, he takes it there, puts it in the computer. It sounds like a machine from Charlie and Chocolate Factory. And out spits this piece of paper and says, you've got tennis elbow. Ice it. That's what it sounded like. A little more high tech, but yeah, close
it was
enough.
Facts.
Just the facts.
And the doctor looked at it and he faxed it in.
Yep, so it said he had tennis elbow. So
poor thing.
But it was he thought it was amazing, this computer could do this, but they had this technology in this cup. So he was gonna fool it, right? He decided he was gonna do something and amazing. So he took a cup, Cliff, he put some poop in it.
Uh-oh!
Yes. He mixed together some tap water, a stool sample from his dog, urine sample from his wife and daughter.
No.
And top it off, Cliff. To top it off, nasty man, he just masturbated right there into the cup.
What a nasty man.
Mixed it all together in this beautiful concoction, Cliff. He went back to the drugstore, found the machine, poured the sample in, and deposited the $10. You want to know what the computer's going to say. And Cliff, again, it went... As we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And this message printed out says, your tap water's too hard, get a water softener. Your dog has worms, get him vitamins. Your daughter's using cocaine, put her in rehabilitation clinic. Your wife is pregnant with twins, they aren't yours, get a lawyer. And if you don't stop masturbating, your tennis elbow is never going to get better.
Dear God in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is here in heaven, Cliff. Because we should be there already.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And lead us not
into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
Oh, that's right, because thine is the kingdom.
And the glory. forever.
Forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
And ever and ever. Amen.
And we're back.
A father and son went hunting together for the first time. It was a beautiful
thing.
They got together. Let's kill something. And the father, he said, well, stay here and be very quiet.
Stay here and be a man.
Yeah, I'll be across the field. And a few minutes later, the father heard a blood-curdling scream.
Oh, no.
Ran back to his son.
Fake guns.
What's wrong? The father asked. I told you to be quiet. And the son answered, look, I was quiet when the snake slithered across my feet. I was quiet when the bear breathed down my neck. But when the two squirrels crawled up my pants legs and said, should we eat them here or take them with us? I guess I just panicked.
Oh, rightfully so,
Cliff.
I gotta preface this joke.
Here's a long preface. Little town.
I did not
want to. In a quiet village.
I did not want to tell this joke.
Every day.
I fought with the writers
like
over and over again.
Before.
And Mr. Snodbottom was a deciding vote. And when he won, he thought it was funny as hell. So I'm going to tell it right now.
Little town.
With two clones.
The little people.
Two clones on a roof.
Oh, I love it.
One of the clones pushes the other clone off the roof, and the next day the police arrest him for making an obscene clone fall.
Oh, I think I'm a clone now.
Terrible.
There's always two of me just hanging around.
Quit making
obscene
clone
calls. I think I'm a clone now. Kendall, guess why did the orange go out with a prune?
Oh, I don't know why could he go out with a prune.
He just couldn't find a date. Oh, I love that. Kendall, how do you? Oh God, Kendall, how do you compliment?
Date shake is what I want. Yeah.
Oh, date rape.
No.
Kendall, how do you compliment a donkey?
Cliff, I don't know.
You say, "Hey, nice ass."
Oh,
and Kendall, finally, what do donkeys send out near Christmas?
Oh, I don't know.
Mule-tide greetings.
Oh, that's a beautiful joke. That's
a beautiful joke.
Cliff, I gotta take before we got. I gotta take a break before we get into. Straight on Christmas. We'll be right back after this, listeners.
Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Get a winner in free when you buy specially marked boxes of Cocoa Puffs.
It's wintering time, wintering. Watch it sail through the air. Do your thing. It's wintering time.
Catch it on your arm.
Catch it on a stick.
Throw it in the air.
Catch it everywhere. On the side thing. That's wintering. Ring-a-ding-ding. It's wintering time.
Free inside Cocoa Puffs.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Obesity, Cliff.
Yeah, so we're talking about, Kendall, we're back. Kendall, in case you've just tuned in, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show.
Oh, that's right.
It's hosted by two morbidly obese fat people.
All right, we host it.
Kendall, I knew that sounded like somebody I was familiar with.
I thought so.
And we talk about such things every week as...
Taboos. Oh, I loved taboos.
And, of course, Kendall, the 2008 Olympics.
Oh, Cliff, that was my favorite episode.
What a show. Oh, what a show.
Late December back in 2008.
I remember.
For all that food I ate.
Mud of Fat, so what's a show?
Oh, what a wonderful song that was.
I
had the writers working all night on.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful song. You know, the listeners love being able to just sing along with the show, just pick right up and sing a tune. Do you know that's one thing that helps you in your happiness goal? I hope you have a happiness goal.
I hope you have a happiness goal journal.
I know that you have a happiness goal journal and you made that chart on the wall in the office.
We're just like Oprah.
we so are. Speaking of weight battles, I need a wagon to wheel the fat that I've got on my body into the room.
Cliff, our listeners should know that we're obese. Just like, I got some things that you should know.
I got some things that you should know.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb.
I got some things that you should know.
And now here come your obese host pulling a fat wagon. It's Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Kendall, I got something that you should know right here.
Tell me, Cliff. Ask me.
All right, Kendall.
All right.
What former American Idol contestant played Carrie's assistant in the fantastic four-star classic cinema film Sex and the City, the movie?
I have no clue.
And I am telling you, she's won an Oscar. She's Jennifer
Hudson. That's the Hunger. She does have some Hunger Games.
Frankly, Jennifer Lawrence
not so skinny.
And Jennifer Hudson are almost indistinguishable. But yes, it was Jennifer
Hudson.
I've
been through Weight Watchers and I had some Hunger Games. So.
The password was love, everybody.
But what Epcot Center journey? Let's guess Walk Through a Rainbow.
Walk Through a Rainbow. I have no idea.
It was one of my favorites. It was Journey into Imagination. Imagination, imagination. A dream can be a dream come true. Just one spark in me and you. That's a figment. It's great, bro.
Love it, Kendall. Love it.
And we're back.
Love it. Kendall, what kind of pot is sometimes called a nose bidet?
Oh, I'm like, what strain of pot? Cliff, it's a neti pot.
Neti pot.
And I use one often.
You bet your neti.
I love a neti pot. I love them.
Tell me how a neti pot works.
Have you never used one?
No.
Oh my god. But it's a little genie lamp, you know.
Genie lamp.
And you put it in your nose and you tilt your head forward and to the side. And when you pour it into one nostril, you feel like go up, around, and back out the other nose.
Oh.
And it cleans out your sinuses. First of all, it's a weird feeling at first because it feels like being waterboarded.
I don't want to be waterboarded.
No, because you're breathing as you're doing it.
No.
So you're breathing in and out through your mouth, but your nose has water running through it. And it's so weird. And if you breathe, if you like cough or talk or something, it like chokes you. So you have to like remain calm, that your water's flowing through your nose. But afterwards, you like go and just blow all the water out, and it is so clean and wonderful. It's the most wonderful feel in the world. And if you're sick, it helps you to get better.
No.
That was brought to you by our sponsors, the Neti Pot Company.
No, I don't want to.
Town Neti Pot.
Yeah.
Cliff, what nation has the fewest police officers per capita?
I'm talking Switzerland.
No, Cliff, you are talking wrong.
Oh.
I'm talking Canada.
Canada. If you want to listen to Canada, if you want to listen to our salute to Canada, go back to cliffandkendall.podbean.com, the archives of the show.
Yes,
salute to
find
Canada.
Them all.
Kendall, I'm asking you this.
I'm answering you.
In what video game would you find Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde? Inky, Blinky, Pinky, Clyde.
I have no idea.
Kendall and I'm talking Pac-Man, not Batman, not us.
Pac-Man. I didn't know they had any names. I thought it was Ghost 1, Ghost 2.
No.
That's what's said on IMDb.
Oh, no.
You know they're making a Pac-Man movie soon.
Kendall, why don't you just shoot me right in the face?
Who inspired Vanity Fair to ask, is this the face that launched 1,000 subpoenas?
1,000 subpoenas?
A very timely question.
Talking Anita Hill.
No, Cliff.
No.
It's Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, even more subpoenas. Okay.
Oh, more subpoenas.
I was thinking the most timely case I could think of. It was Anita Hill. versus Clarence Thomas. Kendall, the son of what famous architect invented Lincoln Logs?
Ted Mosby's son. No.
No.
Say that one time.
A lot of people thought it was Ted Mosby's son, but it was not. What the son of what famous architect invented Lincoln Logs?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright. John Lloyd Wright was his son.
I am Frank Lloyd Wright, Cliff.
You're Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
That you are.
Let's see, Cliff. What is the only show to rank in the Nielsen's top 10 for 20 straight years?
Nielsen top 10, 20 straight years, yep. 60 minutes.
How do you know such an answer?
Kendall, it's something that everybody should know, and that's all I'm asking you, Kendall.
Cliff, that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
You're welcome to join us.
You're always happy to join us, or welcome to join us.
I assume they're always happy to join us as well.
Well, they're not happy, but you can join us.
There's
someone that is happy to join us, and she's so happy to dispense information that everyone really does need to know. It's such a dangerous world out there, so it's my mother, Cliff. She's here to tell us the news and what's going on in the world.
Oh, tell it to us, Mom.
Our news correspondent.
Hello, guess what? This is Kendall's mom calling in to say hello, see how y'all are doing, and I just wanted to give you a heads up on the news, what's happening in the world, and it's all coming from Nashville, Tennessee, Kendall's mom. And here we go. All right, California's burning up. You know, it's bad out there in the smoke and bad, and on television they just say it's burning up, it's coming closer and closer to L.A., right in the middle of L.A. I think we really need it. Maybe a football helmet or a soldering mask when you drive down the street, because, you know...
Oh, Cliff, I need to get a soldering mask.
How do you not have one?
Well, here in Nashville, the worst thing happening here is that we lost George Jones. So you need to come on home where the weather's fine and the country time. So, y'all boy, careful out there. You know how bad it is.
Dangerous.
If you see anybody coming by you in a car real fast, you have to duck because they shoot you in cars nowadays. They don't give you a chance anymore. And if they can't shoot you, they'll stab you. If you won't get out of the car, they'll stab you. So you have to get gas. So I don't know what to tell you to do anymore. I'm just about run out of options. Then I'll just come home. All right. I guess I'll let y'all go. My bad is out there.
Bad.
Be careful. Love you. Bye.
Oh, but it is dangerous. It's dangerous, Mother. It's dangerous.
It is so dangerous, Kendall. I was afraid for you about all those things that she was talking about.
This is not a joke. This is not some ruse our writers wrote up. This is an actual truth that I'm about to share with you. Every single night. Bless you. I have to talk. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Something. Is that the stench of Charles the Contractor make you sneeze again?
Charles the Contractor had a wet dog in here this morning. And he had found it in the alleyway behind the building.
Uh-oh.
It was eating a rat. And
it
was
blood everywhere.
There is... Kendall...
Why did Mr. Stumbler hire him? For God's sakes!
He's been here for years. It's well known I have an allergy to rat blood. I don't know what.
Charles the Contractor brings new words, new meaning to it. Ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Cliff, if it is broke, why fix it?
Why fix it? If it is broke, why fix it? That's what I meant to say.
Don't worry, be happy.
Anyway, every single night, my mother, I talk to her on the phone. Every night. Every night. Every night, she says, "Now, Kendall, it's dangerous out there. What is it?" I said, "I know it's dangerous." And she'll say, "I'm not kidding. I'm serious." I'm not saying this to blow smoke. I'm not saying this just to speak. I'm telling you the truth. Like, we have a 10-minute conversation. Not on what's happened in the world. Not what terrible event has befallen someone. That was the first 20 minutes of the conversation. But we have a 10-minute conversation just to be clear that it's dangerous out there.
Just to clarify, the world is dangerous.
Yeah, and it is dangerous, Cliff, and that is extremely sad.
Every night on my knees I pray. hear my plea.
Because I can't do anything about how dangerous it is out there.
Don't ever let my lover take you away from
me. I can barely do anything about how much food
surely,
is being eaten from every restaurant.
Surely die. So sad, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff. It is so sad. Cliff, if our listeners want to do something about this obesity.
Hey, if you want to do something about obesity in America, listen up.
Start with yourself. Put down that hamburger. Put down that Whopper, Cliff.
You're starting with the you in the mirror.
I know, Cliff. I really need to start with the co-host in the mirror.
You're asking you to make a change.
It's a song-heavy show, Cliff. But they can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Yes.
Also, they can go to facebook.com/cliffandkendall. They can go to twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Call us on our fat line at 818-308 for fat. Or cliffandkendall.podbean.com to get all the archived episodes. Because you know you're going to want to listen to all those.
For if you're a mom and like your kids are just driving you up the wall and you're like, I'm going to lock you in the room and make you listen to this shit if you don't shut up.
Cliff, I may have just solved childhood obesity.
Childhood obesity.
Whenever they want to eat something,
turn us
make
on.
Make them listen to an episode of CliffandKendall.com.
Turn us on. And say, listen, do you want to become this?
Problem solved. Obesity. You're welcome, America.
You're welcome, America.
Call up Obama where you're welcome. Anyway, Cliff.
Take me home.
No, Cliff, no.
No.
Cliff, a recent survey of North America males found 42% were overweight, 34% were critically obese, and 8% ate the survey. And that was said by Banksy.
Kendall, if it's simple. It's simple. If it jiggles, it's fat. And that was said by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's jiggling.
We jiggle, therefore, we are fat.
It's jiggling right now. Our listeners can't see it. Maybe you can hear it.
It's jiggling.
Cliff, if two heads are better than one, and what about double chins? On that note, I'll help myself to seconds, and that was Jared Kent.
Oh, the greatness of all my chins. Can I guess I don't so much mind being old as I mind being fat and old.
Oh, and that's the truth.
That was somehow said by Benjamin Franklin.
Because if I was 150 pounds, I would just get older and I'd be like, whatever, I'm old, I'm skinny.
That's why I'm like, Lord, what did I do so wrong?
Lord, either let me lose weight or shoot me in the face with a bullet.
Give me some hair.
Lightning strike.
So,
more die in the United States of too much food than too little. And that's too sad, it's true.
Too sad.
John Kenneth Galbraith said that.
Love him, Kendall. It's okay to be fat. So you're fat. Just be fat and shut up about it.
Oh.
That was said by my hero, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, Cliff, I love her, but let me punch her in the face right now. Because I'm too fat to shut up about it. I guess something gotta be said.
I think the listeners are thinking, no. I said that every week of this show. So you're fat. Shut up about it. Oh.
Cliff, take us home. Roll us home down the Sophie's Road.
Home. Country road.
Country road.
Where my fat jiggles low.
They serve lots of fatty foods.
Living candle.
Oh, two obese podcasters.
So many chins. Take me home.
I'm so fat.
Obese road.
Why am I so fat?
I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm fat.
Oh.
See you next week, everybody.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. Handle
that.
We're morbidly obese.
Fat.
Thanks for listening to today's show. That's 30 minutes to an hour, mostly well spent.
I just thought I'd call you back and tell you that this is Kendall's mom again, but I could go on and on for a long time. I didn't want to take up the whole show, but I just wanted to let you know that there are a whole lot of other things that I have not discussed that I will in the future. Love you, bye.